Okay.
So.
I guess my concern was just that my private information was published on the internet, and the only place it came from was TELUS. And
Yeah, I think
so.
that was a number from 2007. So let me see. I just need to understand how that linked to CAN pages. What's the best number to reach you on iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you can give me what I'll do is look at that number from 2007 and kind of understand the linkage. If you can give me till Monday morning, I will call you back.
Yeah, I mean, there's no rush. I don't know. I was just kind of, I was upset by it because
I understand, yeah.
a lot of the people I know use TELUS as their ISP, and I started searching all of their names, and all of their information is publicly available. And it's a real serious security problem because if anybody wants to find any of these people, they can find where they live and their phone number, like in a heartbeat on the internet.
Well, what happens, yeah, just to let me know, I'm not, when you set up any account with TELUS, and certainly internet lines shouldn't, I mean, normally they should be set up, it could have been an agent error. They should be set up if it's just purely an internet line. It should be non-listed. I mean, it doesn't need to be listed anywhere because it's just an internet line.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's also a full name and a full actual real address.
Right. So what I'm seeing from that phone number is when the line was set up in 07. I think it was 2007. That's the sort of history it's showing. It was listed, which means most TELUS clients are listed in phone books. They then will be in terms of online, in the online directory as well. We have a 411 online directory. So if a client doesn't want to be listed, they would ask for it to be non-listed, non-published, and then
Yeah,
that
see,
would
the thing
happen.
is I don't have any other TELUS services other than internet, and I don't have a landline either.
Right.
So I
So what my assumption is, and I can confirm it certainly with you, is that there was an agent error in listing it when really what might have happened is I'm not sure at that time if you had asked for unlisted or not, but when it's unlisted, it won't appear. If it just was a normal order for an internet line, it would have been listed, which caused it to then obviously be on an online directory. But what I'm trying to reassure is that we don't sell information on to third-party companies or external companies.
So, okay. I guess it's. I guess I'm not really concerned if you're selling it or leasing it or what it is. It just the fact that the information is out there is the problem. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I
it
signed
won't be
up.
if a client requests it to be non-published, non-listed, it won't be.
Yeah, I was
Yeah,
signing
go
up
ahead.
for internet though. Like it had nothing to do with the phone.
No, I understand, and I think what happened there was when they were setting it up, and you're right, for an internet line, it should be non-listed. I believe looking at the account, there was an agent error that caused it to be listed in our phone book, possibly, which then we also have an online directory, so we certainly regret that.
Okay. So I don't know. Is there something we can do about it? I mean,
Yeah, if you give me the phone number right now, we would ask for it to be absolutely removed, and I would check to see if it's in the, I doubt it's in the phone book. If it's the online directory, we can ask for it to be removed. Do you have the phone number handy?
the phone number that was listed?
That was listed, yeah.
Yeah, just a minute.
Sure, no problem. I would ask for it to be removed. Yeah, I would send that on right now.
I mean, I guess part of the problem is, though, is that the cat's already out of the bag and this information
I know,
is
yeah,
already
and I
public
certainly
and
regret and
it's.
apologize for the error if it was listed. And it may just have been that the agent took the order back in 2007 and forgot to put it as non-listed or.
It's 604 730
730
1670.
1670. So let me just go on to mytelus.com. I just want to see how it appears. So it has your name, is it, sir? Let me just go on there right now. Do you have a few minutes?
Sure.
Great, then we can just see what it's showing as. So on the online TELUS phone book, I'm just going to find a person. I'm sorry, it was Duncan Rawlinson, was it?
That's correct.
I don't know how it was listed. Duncan, was it Duncan? Was it listed as Duncan Rawlinson?
Yes.
Okay, let me just put that in. You're in Vancouver, sir, that's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I still see the old address.
Yeah, 730-1670. So I'm going to ask for that to be removed for you. So I'm going to get that delisted for you out of the online phone book.
Okay.
Okay. So are you still there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. So we will make sure that gets delisted for you.
Okay.
All right.
I guess, I don't know, it seems to me like this is probably a more serious problem than just myself, because anybody who signs up for, who has signed up for internet and didn't know their information was going to be published online has now had their information published, right? So
It depends. I mean, certainly all agents are trained to put them on listing. I certainly apologize in this situation. There was an error that was made.
Well, I don't think it's...
We need to even... I'll check the phone book, the Vancouver White Pages. Are you in the Vancouver White Pages?
I haven't looked.
Look at that to see that, but we will remove this from the online directory immediately for you.
Yeah, the thing is, it's all of the other people that I looked up that I know that have TELUS also have their information published. So
right.
I guess what I'm saying is...
I can't afford you to talk for them. But certainly we will get this resolved for you, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, I appreciate your time today.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye.